Roundup, right here every day.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Jesus Martin,
Pete the old prospector, and Woody the man himself, of course it's time.
All right, cool. So let's get to our feature. Thank you all for joining us here on Stream Lounge. You're listening in pod form. Welcome. It's the action of Steve Riddle. We are continuing on my Pixar rewatch series. Steve is kind enough to join me tonight for Toy Story 2.
Yes.
Steve,
looking forward to this.
What are your before we start? Like, what are your thoughts? Your general thoughts going into about to watch Toy Story 2?
Well, it's been a while since I've last seen it. I do remember seeing it when it first came out in the late 90s, and I do remember enjoying it. Like I said, it had been a while since I've seen it last, so it'll be good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of fresh eyes watching this again.
Right.
The first Toy Story has always been one of my favorite films, so I kind of have a little more sentimental value to that than the second one, but I do remember really enjoying the second one. I know a lot of people say that the second one is better than the first, so.
I'm one of those people. I do like this movie better. I love Toy Story, but I think Toy Story 2. Same way I feel about Shrek. I love the first Shrek movie, but Shrek 2 is way better. I think because they introduce more characters and there's a little more depth to the two sequels. But they're like, hey, Jed, what's going on? All right, cool. So we'll watch this on the Disney Plus, and we're going to start the movie and talk about it, have a little fun with everybody that's here in the chat room, and enjoy ourselves. So let's hit the play in 3, 2, 1. All right, so this came out in 1999, the first sequel. Actually, this was supposed to be a direct-to-video sequel, done kind of like on the cheap. Mm-hmm. And I believe John Lasseter like put his foot down. I was like, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing those direct-to DVD sequel things. You know, this is going to be full length, and they had to. There was a lot of work that went into it. Because they were starting to separate from Pixar, I think, because Disney was preparing themselves for life after them. Mm-hmm. And they compressed the production schedule to 9 months for this, which is insane because it would take 3 years normally. So, all right, here we go. We're into the Walt Disney Pictures. You're like watching this, you're like, what's happening? Are we like out there in like the galaxy with Buzz or something? What, something is flying in my room here.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wait a minute, are we watching Toy Story 2 or Lightyear?
Lightyear, which just got on to Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Gamma Quadrant. I really like how they enter this, because it's kind of similar to how we entered the first one a little bit with Andy and the toys with the hold up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a Buzz and firmly entrenched. This is really cool though. This kind of reminds you of the trench run a little bit in Star Wars.
Right.
Kind of shows Buzz flying, which he swore he could do, and he actually does at the end of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Get the Vader-esque breathing. Definitely see that there's a little more crispness to the animation too here already.
Oh. Uh-oh. Like the Predators.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. He's kind of surrounded.
Yeah.
Pretty. Buzz using his resourcefulness there.
Right. So he got out of that really quick.
Yeah. He got another kind of similar to the thing that comes out of Jabba's palace in Jedi.
Right.
In Jedi. what is happening? The floor is open in here.
Z.
Buzz's glow in the dark feature is coming in handy here.
Mm-hmm.
Zurich vision. That's kind of out of Resident Evil. You ever see the first Resident Evil movie?
I have not.
There's a scene where they're trapped in a hallway and like they keep sending lasers, and eventually it just becomes so much that it's like inescapable.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got a little terrifying, that scene, actually. The way people get kind of like sliced by the laser.
Ooh.
One step for man. Steve for mankind.
Yeah. Oh.
A lot of parallels to Star Wars in this opening here.
Zerg's power, just a battery.
Yes.
Oh, it's a hologram.
Ooh. It's a trap!
Oh!
What happened to Buzz?
Oh, it's a video game.
Ah, turn.
Is that a Super Nintendo controller?
It's similar. So, well, I don't know if they could have the rights to that, but yeah, T-Rexes probably would be terrible at video games. No.
Oof.
Oh, boy. Woody's not having a good day.
Nope. He'd be rotated.
The seminar on what to do if you're swallowed.
Schmoes are good.
They
are good, yeah.
We got the army men back and Ham with a Boston accent. It's amazing that Bo Peep is a lamp. I think she's walking around. Great addition here, Estelle Harris as Mrs. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm.
Might know her well as Mrs. Costanza. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny that Andy is going to cowboy camp, although he rethemed his room to spaceman.
Right. Well, I mean, he's a typical boy. He likes something one day and then can like something else the next, and then go back to that other thing the next day.
Yeah. Would you go to cowboy camp? Does that sound appealing to you?
I guess it depends on what the activities would be. I mean, I would probably assume there'd be like horseback riding and lassoing, and it'd be pretty interesting.
Probably smells a little bit. probably eat a lot of beans, hot dogs. And we've got another Seinfeld connection here. We got Wayne Knight here as the voice of, the hell is his name again? Al's Toy Barn.
Yeah.
He's the chicken man.
Slinky.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. See? Slinky's a good, very underrated Woody Lieutenant in these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Buster. Yeah, I would think my kids' toys did that when my dog was a puppy. Oh, the Potato Heads are necking there in the Lincoln Log camp here.
What's he got against Woody? Oh, never mind.
It's funny because apparently dogs, they break the rules for dogs.
I guess so.
I want a key sequence here. I had a pointer named Abercrombie. Got him when I was 12. He ate my Storm Shadow figure. Very upset about that. Mm. My Risk game board.
Oh, geez.
And he actually chewed the wall. And my parents' dining room table. Because Buster only plays cowboy with the toys. When Dylan saw this is like his favorite part. So we had Toy Story figures, and when he was a little kid, I go, "Who? What's he doing?" He goes, Dad, it's Evil Dr. Porkchop." Like I said in the first Toy Story, I'm not a fan of Ham. He's kind of a jerk at times. See?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, leave him.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Goes up on the top shelf. Poor broken toy. Oh, no.
And then 10 years later, they would be afraid of going to the attic.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the life cycle of a toy, I guess. You know? At least they get out of packaging. You know, there are people that don't ever open their toys. I mean, you end up like Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin. I love, too, and you look at the... The titles are usually Easter eggs on the books that they have.
Hmm. The rights to some of the actual games. There's Guess Who, Battleship Twister, Candyland.
Well, I think it's like, basically it's advertising. You know, why wouldn't these toy companies give their permission to have games and stuff? It also depends on how they're used or portrayed, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Andy's back. Wonder how long he was gone.
I guess maybe a week.
I mean, he probably did Woody a favor, though, because a broken toy.
Right. What would have happened if he did go to camp?
Yeah, maybe. Actually, I believe this is a dream sequence.
It might be.
Yeah.
Because he just looked like he went into a trance when he said that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, why would all the cards they're playing with be aces of spades?
Yeah. Things in the trash of all the broken toy parts. One of us. Oh. That's...
Ooh, collecting dust.
Oh boy. Oh, it's Wheezy. Hey, Woody. So, Squeaker, I think this might have been Joe Ramp's last voice performance. Joe Ramp was one of the Brain Trust at Pixar. He did the voice of Heimlich. I believe he also did the binocular guy in the first one.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
Yartsu.
This is like worst nightmares here for toys. Oh, boy.
Yeah. They went through all that trouble to get in line. Then they had to go back into the 25-cent box.
Oof. We had one of my yard sales. We did a Rex is about to shit himself. We had a big bin of a Happy Meal toys that I enlisted my son. Must have been 7 at the time to do it. Somebody offered me like nothing for it, like $25 for the whole bin. Like, this bin's worth over $100.
Yeah.
They wanted to flip it.
Oh. The dog looks so fit here, little knowing that 10 years later he'd be like so fat.
Well, he's old.
Well, I know, but still.
Yeah. You know, dogs, they're not as active, so they put on a little weight.
Oof.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, Toy Story 3 is just a great storytelling in terms of just keeping everything, you know. They get the same guy to voice Andy, and they keep Buster in it. I love it.
Yeah, Toy Story 3 was like such a sad but satisfying ending. It's just, it almost made you wonder why they even did 4 to begin with. Even though four turned out to be good. I think it was definitely it's the weakest of the four of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, if they just done the process like I thought they were doing, was just doing the shorts, I thought they think they would have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah, because those specials, like the Tory that Time Forgot, and there was another one. They were really good. Mm-hmm. It's a rescue mission, man.
Rex was like, "It's not suicide. It's a rescue mission."
Mm-hmm. Oh no, he's shipping.
Oh,
I get a little push and popping thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, she just ripped it more too.
Oof.
Oh. Oh boy.
It's Al.
He found the Holy Grail here. Oh, it's got the hat. So what else did he get? He got like a shoe, like a one lady shoe, and like a clock or something, or a ukulele. Oops. Oh, he was this close.
At least Andy's mom tried to keep it away from him.
Yeah,
$50 ain't bad.
She leaves her money unattended. I mean, look, I know she locked it, but somebody could take that and pop that open. Uh-oh. Distraction.
Oh. Oh.
Some nice cars got there too.
Yeah.
That's an ugly ass chair. Buzz is giving it his all.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh. A feather. Now we're going a little CSI here in the toys. Mm-hmm. And we get basically this is our turned out to be our main antagonist in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but garbage in there. He probably does this kind of stuff all the time. Goes around to tag sales and yard sales and fleeces people and flips the toys and stuff.
No children allowed.
Guy owns a toy store, hates kids.
Exhibit A. Mm-hmm.
Boy, everyone's a critic. I love that great nickname, Godzilla. Oh, Buzz has got his own investigation going here. There, yeah, I'm not friggin' know it all.
Loose thigh burn.
Wait. We know that place.
Bingo.
It's kind of terrifying there.
Yeah. Oops.
That's, I can't be comfortable to be in. They have an Elle's Toy Barn, I believe, at Disney.
Hmm.
Where you can go and buy stuff. Toy Story Land is amazing. Have you ever been to Toy Story Land?
No, I have to. That's at, is that at both? Both parks are just Disney World?
I think they have elements of it at Pixar Pier in California, but Toy Story Land, like they have Midway Mania out, is in both parks, but like Slinky Dog and the Woody's Lunchbox, which I've eaten at twice, is down there. Mm-hmm. And the Aliens Flying Saucer, which I haven't been on that, but Slinky Dog is, I think, is the best like small coaster at Disney.
Mm. Uh-oh. Yeah, I haven't.
I highly suggest you do that, though, next time you're in Orlando.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. Who is that?
Oop.
And again, Joan Cusack joining us as Jessie the cowgirl. And we just met Bullseye the horse. She is. She is great. And the prospector here, another great casting choice with Kelsey Grammer. Huh?
Stinky Pete.
Stinky Pete.
Oh, here's one of your toys that stay in the box the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, mint in box is worth a lot of money. None of mine are mint in box. I like to display mine. It's like, what's happening? How do they know me? I don't know you. Love the deco here, too, in this room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a shrine to Woody's Roundup. He's such a big fan. I guess he just doesn't care. He just wants the money.
Yeah.
But they have this kind of, like, detail. Like this in Toy Story Land. It really is a marvel. The only bad thing is that there's hardly any shade in that place. It's right on. It's right next to Galaxy's Edge, on one side. When we were there back in 2018, you go on Slinky Dog, and you could actually see into Galaxy's Edge, and they were still building it then. Cowboy Crunchies. I can go for some Cowboy Crunchies.
Funny, 101 Dalmatians, we had Canine Crunchies.
Yeah. So I guess we're getting like a Howdy Doody-esque treatment here to... it's like Howdy Doody meets like Bonanza or something. Prospector just does not like what he has to say. They play that song on the Disney Sirius channel sometimes. See? Ham. What a jerk. See, did you see Tin Toy there?
There was a shorts we saw.
Yeah, there's Red's Dream there.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of knick-knack.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Knick-knack, yep, then the Tin Toy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's such a feast for the eyes, all these Pixar movies. Because they always find a way to get new and upcoming movies somehow in there. I mean, old and upcoming movies.
Mm-hmm. Right, and there's always the little things that connect all the movies together. Like you always hear people try to make out like the timeline of all the movies and try to connect them all together.
Yeah, so people are convinced they're all take place like one timeline. Aw. And this is the crew that's going out. God, I love Don Rickles too. The potato head animatronic is like awesome. He's like the carnival barker at Toy Story Midway Mini. That's the only reason to go through that regular line. Mr. Potato Head, typical Jewish mom.
He just grabs himself.
And then he crashes. It's quite the journey they're about to embark on here.
Right? Mm-hmm. I like well, you were discussing the Toy Story Land. The owl was like ranty about how he has to drive to work on Saturday, and his work was literally across the street.
Yeah.
They look kind of creepy as puppets.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't look as creepy as puppets, though? Exposition is always necessary, I guess, in children's shows like this. Oh boy, that's a little proprietary there. That's a Yosemite Sam line there.
if only he had just said, "You itch it."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it. Oh, canceled on the cliffhanger.
Oh boy.
Cowboys
don't like the spaceman.
Nope.
I guess that's why Disney put Frontierland and Tomorrowland so far away from each other. But that's how they came up with the Utilidors, though. I don't know if you know that about Disney. About Disney World, it's actually on the second floor of the Magic Kingdom. There's actually a level below. Because Walt was in Disneyland once and saw a cowboy walking through Tomorrowland and thought it ruined the illusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why they have all those like tunnels underneath the park.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Disney World. So we got the snake in the boot. Thank God they didn't play it backwards. Lord knows what kind of satanic message the children would have heard.
Right. Oh.
I'd love to go to a toy museum. I'd love to go to Japan.
Right.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Oh, boy. Or Jesse's got some PTSD here. It's like, I don't know you.
Like, it's not my fault. I didn't think I was going to get kidnapped.
He's like, I got a kid, man. Uh-oh. Well, looks like we're at an impasse here. Wasn't he going first because he's a box? He don't want to squash Jesse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty easily set up the...
Uh-oh,
he's damaging it even more. Ah!
He just took the whole arm off.
I call the fixer.
Yeah, that went from a simple that went from just a simple sew up to now we
kind of creepy with a hand sticking out of his shirt pocket. Right between the eyes. Jesse's getting a little piss and vinegar coming out of her now.
Yeah.
And back to the rescue mission here.
He just loses his whole disguise.
Oh, I popped this cork.
Nineteen blocks.
It's Woody's fault you were there.
Yeah.
That's something we don't see anymore. There's always something on TV. You never fall asleep and wake up to the Star Spangled Banner playing at 4 in the morning. He's got some cheesy poofs. I think one of the things that they focused on is the Cheeto dust. they said it was not easy to get that just right and make it look so realistic on his fingers and things. Oop. Like, I don't know if they still do, but for like every movie, they always made like progress on something. Monsters, Inc. is one where they, like, you know, Sully's fur was such a big to do. Nemo with the water.
Oop.
Looks like it's very dog-like.
Yeah. Yeah, got it. Watch
him start eating.
I was going to say, watch him start eating the cheese puffs.
Kind of glad they didn't give Bullseye a voice. Wouldn't have been the same. Oh boy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Cheeto dust. I was like, he's been eating them Cheetos for a while. What do you prefer, crunchy or puffed when it comes to cheese doughs?
I can go either way with both of them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like them both. I guess if I had to pick one specifically, I'd go the puffs.
I'm crunchy, especially Wise crunchy cheese duels. I used to like Cheetos as a kid, and I feel like they changed the flavor of them when Chester Cheetah showed up.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's just me. I don't know. Puffs, I don't mind puff cheese duels, but my go-to was always the crunchy.
Mm.
The Wise and the Blue Bag. Wise is very underrated in general in their chips. Wise onion rings. Oh, those are good.
Mm.
Uh-oh. A little infighting here.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. She tightened the hat. Yep. Bullseye's like, I'm out of here. He's like, shit's going to go down.
So this isn't a fair fight, though. He's only got one arm.
It would be a fair fight if he had two arms against Jesse. Come on. Ooh.
Oop. Oh, Bullseye.
Poor Bullseye is like the child of a divorce. Well, why wouldn't you talk about Andy? Getting that karate chop function into use here? It's a lot of change.
Yeah, let's say $6. That's a lot of change. Mm-hmm.
That's 3/5 of a roll of quarters. Come on.
Hey.
I think this was in the Toy Story 2 video game, having to cross the street here. Mm-hmm. That's got to be terrifying for a toy. Or a being that size. Yeah, Rex is like, I'm out. Kind of employing how they got into Pizza Planet.
Right. Oh, green light.
Yeah, causing major traffic. Oh, that's gotta suck. It's gotta ruin your day.
Yeah, it's like he's got two of them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there goes the hubcap. Whoop.
It's like, what the hell do I do now? Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this is straight out of a horror movie.
Oh.
Like Final Destination 2 here.
Right.
Ah.
Oh, no, goes the ball. There goes the pipe.
Oh, they're going to get squished. Oh, boy.
Oh, he lost his shoe.
In the gum, no less.
Oh.
Oof. Whew. Oh, Potato Head just made it.
Easy as can be.
Yeah, sure.
Just random. Or I guess the pipe must have hit it.
Mm-hmm. And look, there's Jerry.
Hey! Took some time away from playing chess to come fix Woody.
I believe this is voiced by
that's quite
this is Jonathan Harris. Yeah, Jonathan Harris, who did a voice in A Bug's Life.
Hmm. You know, that's quite the contraption there he's got.
Yeah. It's a nice big space he's got there, though. Probably as good as a Toys R Us. Kind of missed
probably.
Those. Although they're coming back. I forgot what store they're going to be in. I think Macy's? I think it's got Toys R Us.
Hmm.
Just like Target now has a Disney store section.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You ever use strategy guides?
Oh, yeah.
I got a stack of them. I have some of the old N64 wrestling games, I think.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, I had some of those. I had some of those. I also had briefly the Nintendo Power magazines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, some of the other ones had some of the codes. There was a game that I needed. It was an Indiana Jones game on Xbox that I couldn't get past the first boss. I just did this invincibility code. It was this terrifyingly giant albino alligator you had to swim to and it was just. The first time it showed up, scared the crap out of me. Because it breaks through some planks.
I loved how you put the little bib on him like he's at the dentist.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get the other stuff. Look at that.
Very careful with his hands.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, though. I mean, you have to be an artist to be able to make these, restore these, anything like this to make it look brand new, pretty much. Oh.
Oh no, he got rid of Andy.
Oh.
Yeah, and I liked how he had a little hat rack for the hat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, finding his fellow comrades.
Yeah. It's like we're inside the Matrix or something here.
That's straight out of the commercial from the first one when he first found out he was a toy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure I probably would have had a Buzz Lightyear if I was a kid. What?
Ooh, new utility belt.
Hmm. like the new and improved Buzz.
Right. Like, yeah, right. That's clear out of the first one.
It's Buzz Gen 2 here. If only that simple.
Oh.
Oof. Oh. You won't mind if I
take this. I'll just go ahead. Oop.
Yeah, see, and what a deal here. They make you buy a whole new Buzz Lightyear just to get that utility belt.
Right. Oh.
Oh, that's a great visual gag. Oh.
Oh, back up.
The Barbie aisle here. I'm a single fellows.
Now, wasn't that isn't that Jodie Benson?
Yeah, it is Jodie Benson, voice of Little Mermaid, right there.
Went from Ariel to Barbie.
Yep. Geekosaur. Uh oh. Oof. Oh God, when you're a parent, those are like the worst. Just everywhere and stepping on them.
Went under the shelf.
I don't know. I love this right here, this Jurassic Park parody.
<Oof. laughs> She did it in Spanish.
So now there's a surplus of buzzes. What? It's like he's been body snatched.
Right.
A slotted pig. Wow. Oh, it's gotta be worth a lot of kashish. Yeah. It's gonna take him forever to get there. Right. That pile up.
Trying to give him the sad eyes.
Don't look at me that way. Poor Jesse. He made valid points. Mm-hmm. Jesse doesn't know any better. She's also burned.
Right.
Now, there's a, you know, a, people have a theory that Andy's mom is Emily.
Oh, wow. Never heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that one where they say that she, you know, they say everything's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's, you know, kind of makes sense why Andy loves cowboys, because she had a cowgirl when she was a kid. Now, you know, why she doesn't get a new one after what happens. I don't know.
Right.
Very touching song, too, the Sarah McLachlan, When She Loved Me.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that they kind of do the same thing with Lotso in 3, except the only difference is that Jesse obviously doesn't become a villain, whereas Lotso does.
Yeah. Well, she's not, she's more like upset. Like, he's bitter.
Like well, he got replaced too. I don't think Jesse never got replaced.
Yeah. He also got stuck with that creepy clown and the baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, the girl grew up. I mean, she's not going to play with dolls as much, although some girls keep dolls and stuff. Sentimental reasons. But this looks like it's the
70s.
Yeah.
Well, that might bleed into the theory about this being Andy's mom.
Yeah, it does. It does line up. Yeah, and she's just under the bed with all the other old stuff,
collecting dust under the bed, as opposed to Woody, who was on the shelf. Oh.
Oh, she's like, oh, I'm back here. And all is right. I mean, the car, even everything looks that way. It's got kind of a similar style here, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she donated her, at least. She didn't throw her out.
Right.
Trying to find her a new home, I guess. She wasn't abandoned, I guess.
Well, you wonder, I guess if she was donated, then that's probably where Al found her.
Yeah. Emily probably regretted it, too. And that's probably why if it is Andy's mom, why Woody got into the picture. Because Woody obviously is from, you know, previous generation of toys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you buy for a kid. It's something you pass down. Prospector trying to doing a little psychological job on Woody here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can be immortal, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Woody's thinking about it. Oh, poor Bullseye.
Well, they convinced him.
Mm-hmm. Rock'em Sock'em Robots. We had those. he loves those cheese doodles.
Yeah, I was about to say, more cheese puffs. It's funny that work I occasionally get calls from people across in different countries, and it's always interesting having to put in like their those foreign phone numbers in.
Oh yeah, I had a friend in college from Turkey, that long ass number and everything. The poultry man. Buzz never gives up. Oh,
those balls.
Yep. See, they're always in the way. Like he's doing a. It's got a little parkour action going here, Buzz.
So close. So close, yet so far.
Yeah.
Up then he realizes, he's just across the street.
I could do that. Weakening Zerg. It's like Zerg's getting out of his own version of the Sarlacc pit there.
Look here.
We had those toys. I think it was like a $6 million man toy doll. That if you look through, you got his bionic eye, and it looked like that. That is a sweet car, though, he's got.
It's an old school car, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely like 57. I don't know if it's, I can't tell if it's anything specific. Yeah, that not happening. Potato Head's always losing them limbs. I haven't seen the Toy Story, the Pizza Planet truck. I don't know if we missed it or not, if it was part of that pile up or anything.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
The proper vegetable man.
They thought they were in the garbage pit from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Huh.
pretty long string he's
got there. He's in the handicap zone.
What an asshole. His powers of deduction.
Well, he can hear them too.
Oof. He's cleaned out the whole place. Custom insulated foam.
The box step.
Oh, they've gone up quite a bit here.
Uh-oh, there goes coins.
Oh, now it's less than $6.
Pork bellies are falling. Uh-oh.
What? It's a happy accident there. A little worse for wear. The real buzz is Tom Cruise here. Kind of man. It's kind of like that scene in Birdcage when Nathan Lane's trying to act more manly, doing the same exact thing. This is very exciting for Woody. Save them styrofoam peanuts. Oof. Well, the naked there. It's kind of like Donald Duck, who never wears pants, but yet when he gets out of the shower, he puts a towel on.
Yeah. They're like so over this.
They're like, did he hit his head or something?
Oh, they think they're attacking him.
God, dude. Oh, poor Rex is a battering ram.
Oof.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. It's kind of like they paired off here. Wait, what? Oh. The second Buzz? There you go.
Yep.
Oh boy. See, Buzz in the first one had to learn that he's a toy. Woody forgets he's a toy in this one. Yeah, definitely a yo-yo now. Woody, one thing Woody has, though, is a deep sense of loyalty. Tries to make everybody happy. He's gotta learn he can't please everybody. You got a nice little reversal there. Oh boy. Buzz is thinking of force him if you don't want to go. Feel bad for Slinky, too, because it's his right hand. Slinky feels probably more betrayed than anybody. Uh-oh, Prospector's getting a little nervous there. Yeah. Yeah, tremendous shot. Oh boy, that's going to take his value down a little bit.
At least he just painted over it and not use like something like clean it off completely.
Yeah, they've been together for too much. Of course, there's a plot hole because then wouldn't Andy's mom recognize Jesse later on?
Potentially, maybe.
Yeah.
What happened to? He's out of the box.
Oh no! We get our heel turn.
Oh.
I Oh. Looks like Stinky Pete was the higher power all along.
It's me, Woody. It's me. It's always been me.
Stinky Pete just lost his shit, basically.
It's not gonna work this time.
Yeah. Back in the phone. Oh. Oh, he skips the shower. I don't want to sit next to him on that flight to Japan. Oh, that's gotta be, I wouldn't want to sit next to him anyway. Probably the guy that bought the studios for like extra bags of chips and stuff. Uh
oh. Oh, Zurg.
Zurg enters the fray. Oh boy. Ooh.
Oof.
Right on top of Potato Head.
And he lost all his parts.
Ooh. Oh, what's good shot. Oh. He's just messing him up. I didn't love that they did that. I mean, they did a lot of Star Wars references here. I don't think that was necessary.
Well, this did come out in 99, which was on the heels of Phantom Menace, so.
Star Wars was back in the popular culture.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Papa.
Uh-oh.
It's amazing that Slinky always goes back into shape here, because anybody's ever had a Slinky, it's like impossible to get him back once they've been stretched too much. That was a good thing. Potato Head jumping into his hat.
Right.
He ain't going. There we go.
There it is.
I forgot that. It was pretty integral. Come on, Buzzy. Not these guys again. Oh. A lot of power.
The clutch.
Most of the Toyota come off. Yeah. Why is Ham sitting there reading the manual while they're trying to drive here? Again, he's not contributing anything.
Tri-County International Airport. This, we don't even get a city.
Yeah, they never really are specific on where they are. It's somewhere that definitely has seasons, so it's not the south or the west.
Far east. It's a white zone.
Mm-hmm. No line. Never seen that before.
Yeah. It seems like it's early evening, too, so that would be the peak time for the airport.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there they are.
Who leaves cookies in their luggage? Mm-hmm. Oof.
Holy crap.
Yeah. You shit yourself too. Ooh. Oh, I guess lime green is popular in case color.
I guess. And no luggage tags on any of them.
Buzz has got a butte. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Some expensive photography equipment there. Ooh.
Oof.
Stinky Pete's got quite the right hand.
Hey. Oh, he's out of his package again.
Yeah. He's got a weapon now. Ooh.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Another one that hates kids. Mm-hmm. Anything but that, no. Uh-oh. Sticky Pete's really in for it. Amy gonna mess her up.
Uh-oh.
Cool. Ride like the wind, Buzz-Eye, sorry. Let's get late, I'm tired. So, you know, we're like, we get to see what happens in that episode of Woody's Roundup now. Yeah, Far East Airlines here. Oh, a cool logo, actually, with the whale and the rising sun.
Mm-hmm. Just throwing it away.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they handle them all that well. Hey, you know, y'all didn't pack it right. Not our fault.
Yeah.
Just so I have a little bit of a panic attack there. He's like, right. She's like, I'm in.
Oh, on the next flight.
Not good. Not good. Oof. I want their toys. Come on. As long as it doesn't get too high, right? It's got to be harrowing for these toys.
And that's his bad? Oh, that's his bad arm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just drop.
So you're running out of time there, buddy.
Yeah. You're gonna run out of runway soon.
Yeah. Because there's no way Bullseye can run that fast.
A pretty ingenious use of a string. Oh boy, that's a lot of faith there. Ah, oh, perfect landing. See ya, Al.
Yeah, I was about to say, Al's going to be so upset when he finds out his toys, his stuff is gone.
I'd be too, man.
Uh oh.
Whoa.
Like,
if Toys could,
he was like, yeah, let's get off this runway.
If Toys could poop, I think they all would have right there.
Oh, Andy's back.
Mm-hmm. We're having a witty. Bazooka Jane. They drove the luggage cart home. How do you wake up in the morning seeing a luggage cart on your street? Like, what?
Oh, got his arm fixed.
See? Andy was doing him a favor. Not bad.
Looks like he's got more stuffing now in that arm than in the other one.
Well.
Danny, there you go.
Buzz is a little smitten here. Pretty impressive. He's back in the chicken suit. Guess the Japan deal fell through.
Obviously.
Yeah. That's all he needs.
Hey, he got it. Weezy got his squeak box fixed.
You feel swell. That's actually Robert Goulet singing that. See, there's not much of a time jump between the first one and here because, you know, Molly was not that much younger.
Right. Probably, I would say probably maybe a year.
Yeah, possibly at the most, I think. There you go. Yeah, what I love about this too, it's not a forced sequel. Like, it was just a story. Yeah, like Movie Geek can make a good point. It's a worthy sequel. It keeps the story going. It's not cheap or anything.
I was going to say you could say the same for 3 too. I think once you get to 4, that's probably when you could say maybe that was a forced sequel.
Because 3 was such a good ending. And we got some great outtakes here.
I miss these. I wish they would do these.
They should do these again. You got Lee Unkrich there. You see him. He's he was kind of like a B-level guy who elevated to the A-level in a few years. Mm-hmm. I believe he directs Toy Story 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the Bugs Life outtakes.
Yeah, they were really funny. Didn't quite work well, that one there. Oof. Ugh. Oh, it's got a stink in there. The fifth time.
What shell's that guy in?
I'd be afraid what comes out the other end with the bean burrito.
More cheese puffs.
Ooh. So I see this is no wrong strength there. I love how they put the boom in the shot and everything.
Boom. Yeah. It makes it seem like it's a real film.
Yeah, it's a real set. Mm-hmm.
How deep is Miss Potato Head? It's like the bottomless potato. Like, holy crap.
He's talking to his ass. To hell. Oof.
Oof.
Right in the head.
Oof.
You saw the squeaker. I know. This is a funny one here. What, he's just there to ruin the take.
How's he not see that at first?
Boy, Woody, that prankster.
Woody! The space for rent.
Now it's getting old, Woody. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, hate Play-Doh now. Thinking about the smell of Play-Doh.
Hey, flicking Heimlich. Wrong sequel, boys.
Yeah. Little itty bitty thing here. I think that's how extras actually talk. Villain and toothpaste commercial. That's pretty big. Dime, call me.
I love how she gave him. She put a dime in his thing, not knowing that Ham has all that money in his that, bank.
That's true. That's why we know they call me Stinky Pete. I'll see they cut out the one of the outtakes. They had Prospector talking to a couple of like Barbie dolls saying, "Wow, you're actually twins." Yeah, kind of thing, I guess, with the whole Harvey Weinstein thing. So I remember that distinctly. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gotta be a lot of work. So if you have those Blu-rays or DVDs of Toy Story 2, hold on to them because it's gonna have that outtake on it. All right, fun movie.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes, good time. Thank you all for coming here. Steve, thank you. And what do you got to talk about when, you know, this will drop a little while from now as a pod. So, and this will be here on Stream Lounge for a while in perpetuity, I guess. Mm-hmm. So what do you got to tell people what else they could, thank you, Mark. Yeah, Steve reminded me, Monsters, Inc. is up next. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do the next two Wednesdays. So probably won't be doing that for another month. But I'll also schedule a few shorts to go beforehand. So look for those. I'll schedule those as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. But
I always like how they side note how they have like the production babies in all these credits.
Yeah, yeah. Well, these things take like a long time. So as you know, all the babies that are born, I guess in that time.
Oh, it seems like there's a lot of them.
Well, well, not much to do, I guess, when you're making a film and you're doing all this rendering and everything. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, what do you have to direct people to that you're involved in?
Well, you can usually find me over on the Pop Experience. The main thing I got going there is myself, you, and Miranda have Pop Goes to Classics, where we are going through the Disney animated films. So mm-hmm. as you're doing these Pixar films, we're doing the Disney films. Last we did a Lion King, which, you know, completed that great three film stretch there of mm-hmm. that Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. So we've got Pocahontas coming up next as we hit kind of the back half of the Disney Renaissance. So looking forward to that. I also have Mickey Mount Rushmore over here on the Pop Experience, mm-hmm. and also the video jukebox song of the day that that you and I do. Chris Scullo does a couple of those where we just watch a music video every day and just talk about it. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of great videos we've talked about so far. Mm-hmm. Nice, wide, diverse group there. And you can also find me over on the wrestling feed. I do Extreme Resurrection with James Grunberg. We are going through the ECW revival from 2006 onwards. So we are now in 2007. Right in the thick of Bobby Lashley's ECW title reign, and we're right about on the heels of the ECW Originals New Breed feud starting up. So okay. It's going to be interesting hitting those few ECWs as we go into WrestleMania 23. Other than that, you can usually find me over on the Facebook page. Got a lot of great stuff going on. Depending on when this drops, our greatest animated film tournament will still be going on. We'll probably be wrapping up round one, going into round two. Mm-hmm. A lot of great choices still on the table. A lot of interesting matchups going in Some of those I've been kind of gritting my teeth at. A lot of them, it's hard to pick with some of them.
Yeah, yeah. We've only had one real upset so far in the first round. I think Brave losing to Ants.
Oh, that
is the only real upset we've had so far. There's been a few lower.
I want to put my fist through the wall when I saw that because Brave is so underrated.
Yeah, if you look, join the Place to Be Facebook group, okay, and you can make a difference.
Yes,
four matchups go up every day. You have 2 days to vote. You know, since Facebook got rid of the poll option where you could set like a time when it closes, you know, I have to go in there like and say, okay, now it's closed and this is who won. Yeah. I mean, there have been a couple of Frozen had a little bit of a scare for a second, but it didn't come out to pass. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's been some, you know, some people are a little outspoken and, you know, there was some blasphemy about Snow White and Seven Dwarfs the other day in there. Didn't take kindly to, but mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's fun. It's a hard, it's hard to predict. We actually started with, God, I can't remember how many films that were started. We have eight regions.
Yeah. Regions
with
yeah.
four, there were 44 in each and we got it down to, we eliminated 12 off the bat in the play-in round. So 40, so do your math, 44 times eight. That's how many movies are in this tournament. And we're probably a little over a quarter of the way through the first round. So this tournament's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. That's what we like to do, though, when we do these at Place to Be Nation. So, yeah, join the Place to Be Facebook group, and you can vote and make your vote count. As for me, yeah, as Steve said, our Disney pod, you know, scheduling has just been a little difficult lately. So look for that to come back in September, as well as a lot of my other shows will be back trying to get a regular rotation going once the summer's over. Laugh in Theater. I also have Pop Goes to the Couch will be coming back. Year in Pop, which takes a lot of pre-production. So also I have a couple of new shows in the works, one called Cartoons of Our Youth, which is me and a guest will be talking about their favorite cartoon growing up, and we'll do some live watching of those cartoons, as well as working on a new concept, something called Nerd Out, which is a free-form podcast. Basically, it's about anybody that wants to do a podcast about a subject that they can't do from one-on-one episodes. So if there's something specific you want to do a podcast about, but you only think you get one episode out of it, come on Nerd Out. And you'll nerd out about whatever you really want to talk about. So look for that coming in September. I know my good friend Tim Capel, who does a lot of the MCU watches here with me, is he really wants to do comics pod, but doesn't want to commit to it like he used to in the past. So he's really the muse, I guess, for this pod. But yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to hope to, you know, really announce it wide soon and get some people in there. And I'm really just there to steer the conversation. It's really going to be about the person and the subject matter that they want to talk about and they want to give their expertise and their opinions on. So it could be nerding out. You could be sounding off on something that you, you know, don't love. But yeah, so check those out. You know, coming soon in September, I'm going to try to get on a regular schedule of recording a pod every Monday night and then doing stream on Wednesday nights. Try not to myself too thin though. So but thank you everybody. So for my next MCU watch here on Stream Lounge, it is Captain Marvel, and Miranda will be doing that with me. So that will be happening on a Sunday at around 4 o'clock Eastern time. And then after that is Endgame with Tim Capel. We'll be back and trying to get Criscolo to do that as well, have a 3-man booth for that. And like I said, I'll have Monsters Inc. Not sure who I'll be doing that with yet. But look for that probably in about 3 or 4 weeks. Awesome, Movie Geek. Yeah, Jed, Movie Geek, AFM, Mark, everybody. You guys are the best. I love seeing you guys come here and interacting with you. And I promise I will get into more other people's streams to come hang out once I have a little more free time on my schedule. All right, so Steve, thank you very much for joining me tonight for the shorts and for the movie.
Of course, anytime.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody here at Stream Lounge. As usual, you guys are the best. And everybody listening in platform, thank you as well. So we'll check you out on the next episode, the next stream. And yeah, have a great time. Bye. See you guys.
Later, everyone.
Bye. You got a friend in me.